Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I love being able to share examples of what is possible through our guest, and our next guest definitely has been able to show us that. Alice Combs is making her first appearance on our program to discuss a book I had a chance to read called The Lady with Balls, A Single Mother's Triumphant Battle in a Man's World. We'll talk to Alice not only about the journey that she's been on personally and professionally, but what it's been like to achieve the success that she has, and then, of course, to show all of us what it's possible in our own lives as well. If you all are just now finding out about the book, I'll let you know at the end of our segment how you can get your own copy of it, as well as stay connected with Alice. But Alice, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Cyrus?
Hey, doing great. So glad to be able to speak with you. As I was sharing with you before with this segment, I really enjoyed this book because I love the fact that we're able to see how you were not only able to build a company, but also to be able to grow into yourself. So I want to ask you, I mean, what has it been like for you, Alice, to share your story with the world?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I enjoy hearing feedback from people. I go to the beach every day where we live, and I've seen various people who've read the book, and so I love getting the feedback.
Yeah. What I love is that, Alice, what I did not expect going into this book is we're able to see what you were able to achieve in business, but also what you achieved in life. I love the fact, as I mentioned about growing into yourself, I love the fact that, you know, that you were able to be able to realize what you wanted. And even if other people didn't see it, you were willing to go for it. Is that one of the things that you've been able to share with people, the importance of believing in yourself?
Yes. I really morphed from someone who didn't have any confidence to someone who had a lot of confidence. And that was achieved by various steps where I worked very hard and got good results. And the more I got good results, the better I felt until I was very confident. So it was an uphill battle.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I was just going to say one of the examples that I love that you share in the book, Alice, is between your mother, who would affectionately call you Alice Marie throughout that. We were able to see that through the book, right? But there, the situation when it came, you know, to your being able to go your own way, even when it came to baking cookies. And I love the exchange that you all had, you know, where you're able to kind of stand up for yourself when it came to the recipe, right? And you wrote in the book, I can read the directions just fine. And your mother says, okay, Alice Marie, you're on your own. And you wrote, I was so glad she was out of there. My cookies were delicious and everybody loved them. Later, Mommy said she was very proud of me. Do you think that is one of the big things that a lot of times we realize by sticking to our guns that we do show people what we're able to do?
Definitely, I think that. Yes. I was given very negative feedback at first from individuals, and very, very negative, that of course I wouldn't be able to make this thing work that I did. Yet I did stick to my guns, and I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. And the rest, as they say, is history. So, I mean, you've been able to make a name for yourself in business, Alice. Why did you decide now was the time for you to share your story?
Well, the reason is that in 2012, I was no longer the official president, and I had made a 15-year deal from 1997 to 2012 with another person, a man, that he would then be the majority stockholder, the president, and the CEO. So once that burden was lifted off of me, and it had become a burden because I was tired of doing all that, and he took over, even though he had unofficially taken over for many years, he took over officially, and the burden was on him. Then I had the time to write my book and look back. And I actually had started writing the book, maybe 5 years after I had been doing business when I was successful. And I had sort of a writer's block, and I realize now I certainly didn't have time to write a book. But I finally had the time, and I put a lot of effort into it. I took a writing class, and I had a wonderful mentor who is my writing teacher, and she also helped edit. I had various mentors, and I worked and worked and worked and finally got the book. It felt really good to complete my life story.
Yeah. And people cared about you. And I think, you know, that is the great thing. I have to say, Alice, going into the book, I wasn't sure how the title of the book came about, The Lady with Balls. But we're able to get an idea of that in Chapter 27, Christened by the Garbage Man. You're so transparent in this. And I think that, again, is another thing that people will appreciate. I mean, did you realize that you were going to be so honest about not only your successes, but also the setbacks that came your way?
I'm sorry, would you repeat? But I was also what?
Oh, sure, sure. That you were so transparent, not only about your success, but also about the setbacks that went your way.
Yes, well, it wouldn't really be a very honest book if I just made everything sound like I did everything perfectly. I made more mistakes than I did things right for many years. But fortunately, I'm the type who will pick up after I've fallen down and continue, and I certainly learned. Once I made a stupid mistake, I never made it again.
Yeah, and I think, again, that's a great lesson for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Alice Combs to our program today. She's not only been able to find success in business, but also in life. Alice is the author of the book, The Lady with Balls, A Single Mother's Triumphant Battle in a Man's World. It's some interesting elements when we think about the subtitle of the book, A Single Mother's Triumphant Battle in a Man's World. Alice, one of the things you talk about are, you know, those downsides at times and how, really, in many ways, your children saved you, right?
Yes, I would say they saved me, because when I thought I had destroyed my business and would be called the bitch of the industry for barging into a customer's boardroom meeting for the reason that he was way overdue in paying me $5,000, which now would be worth $20,000, I was very demanding. I caused quite a scene. And if I didn't have children that I had to support and I could have afforded to lose that $5,000, I would not have been so demanding. But by being so demanding and actually being tossed or dropped down the stairs as a result of being so demanding, word spread all over the industry. But to my very delight, it wasn't that I was a bitch. It was that I had stood up to a very unpopular person, and that meant that people start, or the garbage men decided that I was a lady with balls. That's why I have the title, because that is what they started calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
they were my biggest customers at the time, the garbage men.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was just going to ask you, what was it like for you to see? Because one thing you write about in the book, you know, when someone, you know, said to you, asking you, how are you, and they referenced the incident, you were like, they're miles away, they've heard about this. What was it like for you to hear that people were talking about you and what you had done?
Well, at first I was horrified when I found out that someone 75 miles away had heard about it. And I had assumed all along that he would be so loyal that he would probably continue doing business with me, but a lot of his cohorts might not. And I found out his cohorts actually were very positive about what happened to me. If I would not have been what I thought everybody would be called obnoxious, which some people might have thought I was obnoxious, demanding my money, interrupting a board meeting, and maybe even using a four-letter word or two and demanding my money. and saying I wouldn't leave without it, with the end result of being dropped down the stairs, with my saying see you in court and clenched teeth, I probably would have never sued him, for the reason that then I would have really been considered a troublemaker. But it worked out fine, and I was very happy then when I found out that it gave me a positive image instead of a negative image. I was very happy news traveled 75 miles away.
And so now here you are with this book, being able to reflect on your career and your success. I mean, you know, you're looking here, we are in 2020, Alice, where people are looking for reasons to keep going. They're looking for examples of what they can do. How does it feel to be that example, to be able to show people by what you've done what they can accomplish?
It feels very good, thank you. It feels wonderful.
Yeah. And I think even in challenging situations, I mean, we're able to see that. I mean, I love the fact that we're able to have all this backstory. I mean, even I remember the story you share in the book about babysitting, right? And your mother telling you you couldn't take more than $3 and you could be given the $10. And I mean, it's just, it's so interesting to see how even through all of those little things, how you were able to be equipped, you know, for what you were able to do. I think one of the things that comes through in the book is your remarkable focus. What do you think that comes from?
I think it came from the desire to succeed and the fear of failure. And a lot of people will say you shouldn't have something negative that keeps you going. But in my instance, I was terrified of failure at first. The reason was, at first, that I had gained my working capital in somewhat of an illicit manner, and eventually that capital was paid off. So once it was paid off, I still had a fear of failure, because by then I had worked very hard, accumulated a lot of, I can't say a lot of money, but I had a lot of inventory. And if I suddenly lost my business, most people wouldn't, if I had to liquidate, when companies liquidate, their inventory has to go for less than their cost. So the fear of failure kept me going, thinking if I failed, I wouldn't be able to pay back the second mortgage that I had gained by, I have to admit, lying on my income, lying about my income. And by the time that loan was paid off, then I feared that I would never want to work for anyone else again, which I feared all along, and so that kept me going. So actually a fear of failure kept me going, which maybe you don't want to hear, but that's the truth.
Yeah. No, I totally get it, and I think for our audience there's a big lesson there. An individual that you quote a couple of times in the book, because what for those who haven't read it, read the book, The Lady with Balls, in the beginning of every chapter, Alice begins with a quote, and it really does fit each chapter well. Appropriately, in chapter 45, you quote a couple of times from Michael Lipsey, an author and artist, but this quote was, a very successful business career can turn on just one great idea, decision, or deal, and you kind of outline that in that chapter. Is that one of the things, Alice, you want readers to know, that they could be just one decision away from the success that they're looking for?
Yes, that's definitely true. Just
yeah.
One decision away. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, I'm not sure about chapter 45, but I believe that's a chapter where I made the deal with the man who is now very successfully running my business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is a chapter where, you know, where you're able to take us into to Mike, and being able to, I mean, it's really remarkable. I mean, again, when I was reading this, I thought to myself, there's so many lessons, and I said in the beginning, lessons for men and women. And yes, I think women will be inspired by your story and your courage to speak out when you felt as though things were not handled correctly, Alice. But I think us guys can also know that even when our back's up against the wall, that we can be able to still achieve some great things. When people finish the book, though, I mean, since it is your story, Alice, when people finish reading The Lady with Balls, what do you hope they know about themselves?
Wow, that is a great question. I guess it depends on how old they are, because if someone is as old as I am, nearly 78, I would think they would look back on their lives, and I've had women my age say how they identified with so much of the negative ways that women were treated and respected over the years. And that made me feel good. So if people are my age and women, they might feel that way. If people are my age and men, I hadn't thought about it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
and
I
think you're not that old either. So I'm going to give that a lot of thought. But for women who are much younger, say from anywhere from teenagers up through early or mid or even late 30s, that might give them some ideas how they could run a business. And I would say they will learn business lessons, but not in a didactic or how-to way. They can learn about business through identifying with me. So vicariously, they might learn these lessons, and then if they run a business, they may not make those stupid mistakes they might otherwise make.
Right. Well, you know, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Alice. I will say this for myself. When I finished the book, what I took away from it is, regardless of your age, regardless of whether it's your parents or your friends, you know, whether they believe in you or not, you have to be willing to trust that what you want to do is something you can achieve if you're willing to do the work. I think you're a great example of that. As I read this book, I've never met you before. I had not read anything about your backstory before. But after reading this book, I mean, the way you were able to stand up to people in your life, regardless of what role they had, when it was something you believed in, you were not afraid to put yourself first. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I would say I was that way ever after the moment that I disrupted the board meeting, and instead of getting criticisms for it, I got accolades.
Yeah.
So from then on, I believe I always stood up. But I did stand up for myself before that happened, but definitely I always stood up for myself after that.
Yeah. And I think, too, realizing what's at stake, and then, I mean, as a mother, realizing the responsibilities you had, I think, too, a lot of that we're able to see come through as well, and I think it's a great reminder. Again, everyone, Alice Combs has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Alice. The book is The Lady with Balls, A Single Mother's Triumphant Battle in a Man's World. The book is available through our friends at Amazon.com, so you all can head over there or order it from your favorite bookstore. And, Alice, again, thank you so much for this time. How can our audience stay connected with you through your website?
Well, my website is ladywithballs.com.
Okay. So she's made it very easy for you all. So you can just go to ladywithballs.com to be able to stay connected. And, Alice, I hope you'll come back and chat with us again.
Well, thank you, Cyrus. It's been a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Alice, and we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.